It's Thursday, June 6th, 2013, and you're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the show about retro video games and sometimes some other stuff. You're listening to episode 16. Yay, bikes. Running time for this episode is 45 minutes. Hello and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast where I'm the only one that matters.
It's just like the points.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Zach.
Today we are going to actually be talking about Excitebike. I think it's going to be exciting, but we'll have to see now, won't we?
There will definitely be bikes, if nothing else.
But it's been about 3 weeks since we actually recorded anything, longer for Mr. Zach, who I think we need to put back in detention.
Not my fault. I told you guys on the other episode I was getting sick.
Yeah, and then you got sick. That's totally your fault.
Yep, you should have been healthier. So I think we're going to have an extra long What Have We Been Playing segment, though mine's going to be a little short, because League of Legends, a beta I'm not allowed to talk about.
Not allowed to mention at all?
I'm not allowed to talk about it on a blog, podcast, forum.
Oh, I think I know what he's talking about.
This is one of those things.
I actually got two more unlock codes that I would give to you because you're my friends, but you're my friends.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you about it when we're not being recorded.
Fair enough.
So a little more Mario Galaxy for me. Man, I jumped way into this. Did you guys even introduce yourselves today?
Yeah, we totally
did.
That happened.
We went over it.
I'm straight to businessman. That's why I'm the one that matters.
No. So that's why you should go last, so that we can sit around and talk about nothing for an hour.
Okay, so Tyler, what have you been playing, you person who is in Germany, you?
Yeah, well, you'd think I wouldn't have been playing a whole lot because I was in Germany, but Alex and I got back on Friday, and then we got back to our house, and we sat around this entire four-day weekend playing video games.
For the record, that weirded me out when you sent me that text message on Friday morning at 7 o'clock.
Why?
Because I thought someone was texting me about a problem with my car, and I was confused.
What?
I was throwing papers on Friday morning, and the car hadn't started. So I had to push start it. So I thought someone was texting me for something entirely different. And then it was like, I thought he was in Germany.
Well, how was that about your car? Because I'm very confused.
No, the car hadn't started. I was driving it. I thought my dad was texting me about whether or not the car had started and whether or not he needed to come give me a hand getting it started.
Okay.
So, okay, listeners, here's a chance for you to weigh in. If Zach's problem makes any goddamn sense to you, please comment on it defending him in the comments. If you want to jump on him with us, please comment on it in the comments.
We'll give you 15 LTOVG points for siding
hey,
with us.
I'm the one that distributes those.
Are you?
But
I'm the one that came up with
them.
It.
I also own the blog, so...
Ah.
Bwahaha, I am
dang,
insane with power.
I edit the podcast, it would be easy to make you come off as stupid. Because, like, you transition, like, well, the thing is, you transition about six times.
That's because I'm still organizing my thoughts. Normally I just spew things out, but I'm trying not to stutter like I normally do. So I come together with 5 million words at once and make them a concrete sentence.
Clearly, editing me is just easy as pie, and I'm golden. Everything I speak is just perfect.
So, anyway, I really shouldn't have been playing a lot of games, but I did. I beat Final Fantasy VI. I have kind of a gamer confession. I played Final Fantasy VI 4 times. This is the only time I've ever actually beaten it.
I played it once and didn't beat it. I didn't even get to where the thing happens.
Oh, really? But
yeah.
You knew about the thing?
Yeah, I knew about the thing.
Oh, by the way, there's a cataclysm about halfway through the game. If you don't know that by now, it doesn't really matter because...
We're past the spoiler point here. I mean, it's been out for years.
I've been coyly referring to it for like 5 podcasts now. You're just going to ruin that for me?
Yeah, well, because I beat it.
That's what we do. We ruin all your fun.
No, we ruin our own fun by playing terrible games that we thought might be good.
Actually, I just understand they're all probably going to be really bad.
Play a decent amount of Pokemon Rumble. While I was in Germany, I played Age of Booty with Ed, and it was freaking awesome.
That is a pretty fun game, if the demo is any indication.
I haven't played the demo, but I suspect it doesn't get more complicated than that.
It's like the first 3 levels-ish. It's the first time where you have an allied ship, is the last level on it.
Fair enough. We didn't actually do any of the campaign mode. We just did a bunch of multiplayer maps. We came up with what is now my favorite game mode for that, which is Trained Monkey Survival Mode. One of the AIs that you can choose for the enemies is a
trained monkey.
And it goes out of its way to pick up crates in the ocean for resources. So you are free to go off and take towns while the trained monkey's doing that, but it's 6-on-2. So there are 6 trained monkeys that have fully upgraded ships because they pick up all the resources while you're trying to survive on the ocean of monkeys. I've also played Kirby's Dream Land, Kirby's Adventure, Kirby's Dream Land 2, Kirby's Dream Land 3, and Kirby's Superstar.
All good games.
Yeah, mostly. Some of them are better. I've never played Kirby Dream Land 3 until this weekend, and I haven't actually beaten it, but it's awesome.
That's a lot of pink blobs.
But he's gray in most of them because they're Game Boy games, so...
I stand by my statement.
It is a disproportionate number of pink blobs for most games. And, I think I also played some... Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Professor Layton and the Last Spectre, which is like all other Professor Layton games in that it's awesome. Zach has given me the sure it is look.
Is that the one where you think you time traveled, but really you were put in the sewers of London where someone has recreated 18th century London to fool you into thinking you've time traveled?
No, that's Professor Layton in the Unwound Future.
Oh, okay.
Which is the third one in the series.
Spoilers, since apparently everything's on the table.
Now, that's actually the thing with Professor Layton games, is constantly there's something supernatural happening, and then at the very last, like, 10 or 15 minutes of the game, suddenly it's, oh, by the way, here's a rational explanation for everything. Puzzles!
Anything else?
I feel like I might have played a little bit of Heroes in there. I've been playing some Dragon Ball Z Hyperdimension.
Fun game?
A little bit of Minecraft. I like Minecraft.
Yeah, I haven't been playing much of that lately.
I've been playing a hardcore survival Pixelmon server.
Huh.
So, and I have gotten an Eevee and made one Pokeball and then fell off a cliff. So, there went to that world. Zach, what have you been playing?
This is your chance to get out of detention. I hope it's a good report.
Every time I play something, it's golden. I've been playing ODST. I'm almost done with Front Mission 4, like I said. Got one level left, I think. Might be more, but I'm pretty sure it's the last one. And I just started playing Kingdoms of Amalur, which is like MMO on the N60, or yes, it went back in time to be on the N64.
Well, the N64 had an internet connection, obviously.
Well, it's like MMO without an internet deal. It's all alone, slaughtering hordes of things that keep coming back.
That sounds terrible. As a guy who plays a lot of MMOs.
I've heard Monster Hunter described that way, and it's not. So.
I actually don't mind it. It's one of those things that I can annihilate this guy with extreme prejudice and remove him from fate. Yeah, I'm on board.
That does sound pretty awesome. Yeah, I killed you so hard, you have no fate.
Exactly.
Or else he used all of his fate chips trying to survive the attack and failed.
He burned all his fate points.
But actually, he just got sent back in time, and now he's going to make his way back to the future because he's Batman?
No, he's not Batman.
Oh, okay.
I give that report a C+, by the way, which is only barely enough to unrevoke your speaking privileges.
The C's get degrees, man.
Well, I've been playing a lot of Excitebike, a beta, like I said, not a demo. It feels way... I can't talk about it. League of Legends, because League of Legends is amazing. The All-Star International game was this weekend, and I watched that, and America got stomped, as predicted, but we beat Europe, which we weren't supposed to, so that was exciting.
We kind of beat the spread, almost.
We technically did beat the spread. We weren't supposed to win a game.
Wait, what? Which one were we doing? I wasn't paying attention.
A League of Legends international game.
All-Stars. America was projected to lose every single match. And we beat Europe. We should have beat China, which was a really difficult game to watch, because we were ahead, and we just couldn't close it, and then the Chinese bastards won.
Did they overpower us by numbers?
No.
Oh.
And then we got stomped by the Koreans who knocked us out, and then it was like, yay, China versus Korea, this'll be close. Oh wait, Koreans.
What, the Koreans won? I'm aghast. Shock.
It was in Shanghai, so the Chinese were actually favored. But they got killed.
How would it matter to have a computer esport at a home away game?
They had a crowd of 8,000 people.
I say, why would...
That doesn't seem very... That seems really, really silly.
Why would having a home or away game matter in any sport?
Well, for example, in football, if you have 20,000 screaming fans while the opposing team is trying to get the snap count...
Because how is that any sillier than having 8,000 screaming fans at a video game?
I guess I don't see the point of just watching a video game go down anyway, but it seems...
different than watching a sport go down. It's just your area of interest.
Yeah, you're right.
I have no interest in any of these things.
The thing is, because the action takes place on a screen. I'm presuming they had a big old screen. Okay. Never mind then. Disregard the whole... Because I was... whatever reason, I was thinking that...
Like 8,000 people crowding behind this one guy's 8,000
people are crowding around like two computers, and everybody's like... Because in football, you know, obviously.
Gen Con.
Yeah, well, like in like big like sporting events like baseball and football, the action is taking place on the field. That's kind of the point. But with those, you'd need to have the extra screen. Oh my God, watching one of those on the Dallas Cowboys screen. Holy crap. Have you seen that? I know you don't watch football. Thing is freaking huge.
Okay, that's a really vague term.
Punters would hit this thing.
Yeah.
It's in a dome. Like, they would kick the ball and they would actually hit it.
Yeah, and then it would bounce back and the field rules were wherever it landed, that was the punt. But
Didn't hit it in games. They hit it in practice.
I thought they did in one game.
I think you're right. You're probably right. Someone probably hit it in one game.
But this was cool. They had, it's 5-on-5, so they had 5 computers in front of the TVs, and they had these big monoliths behind them. And since character selection is kind of a big deal, the monolith would light up with the character they selected, and it was pretty cool.
That's actually pretty awesome.
That actually does sound kind of cool. The first time I pictured it was the 8,000 people around the players.
Not very competitive, though, because every match was a best of 3, and not one went the distance.
That's a shame.
Really?
Yeah. Europe vs. America was 2 really, really close games, but we won them both. And same with the second Chinese game. We really should have won, but we didn't.
So, is it just that there was that much differentiation in skill, or did someone just get lucky sometime?
America vs. Europe, I think it was a momentum thing.
Okay.
China vs. America, it's hard to say. Korea vs. America, China, and China vs. Korea. It was definitely, the Koreans were dominating. It definitely looked that way. When the Asians played the other regions, but hard to say.
Fair enough. Watched like 4 or 5 esport games and find them about as engaging as actual sports, so I don't know. I'm just not a spectator, I've decided.
Yeah,
I've given up trying.
You're probably right. I mean, because I don't know if I could watch esports, but I know all the theory and crap behind football, so I can watch that.
You know the theory behind playing video? You're a gamer, Zach.
Well, yes, but a lot of the esports, like League of Legends, I know nothing about League of Legends other than it exists, and it doesn't interest me to watch. Well, it also doesn't interest me to watch games. You guys mentioned at one point, you know, the people watching games.
Yeah,
I have no joy in watching somebody play a game.
Not particularly. It depends on what they're playing more often than not. Then there, well, like my sister and my wife both love watching games, so I don't know.
Well, like. Whenever we were playing, we had 5 people, so we were doing odd man out. So I would play one game, then sit a match out, just because otherwise I'd never give up. I would go do something else, because it held no real joy. But I did find it sometimes entertaining to get that moment of, why aren't you turning around yet?
Yeah, don't you want to scream at the other people about how they should be playing the game better?
Normal.
And when me, Matt, and you played Portal, you enjoyed that.
Well, that wasn't really watching, that was helping.
That's cooperative puzzle solving.
That was a cooperative thing. Yeah, I wasn't holding a controller, but it's the same thing I get when I'm playing, like, Halo with a friend or something, because we're working together to finish the challenge.
Good point.
It just occurred to me, you now own a 3DS. Do you want to play Professor Layton, the game about solving puzzles for extremely contrived reasons? It's really awesome!
Let me get back to you on that.
That's actually, do you like puzzle games? I don't think I've ever really play one, so.
Portal is the only one I own, as far as I know. Puzzles I don't really care for. I don't mind them in their little own little areas. A full game about solving puzzles. I'm sorry, I have a 300-piece puzzle in my house. I'll do that if I want to solve a puzzle.
That's a jigsaw puzzle. That's different. These are logic puzzles. Just various... They're riddles.
How logical am I? Just do the math there.
At least 85%. Speaking of which, do you ever just, like, stop sometimes and go, whoa, I'm 70% water? And just... Does that ever blow your mind?
No. Considering I'm probably 70% water and 20% caffeine.
not that specifically, but I know what you're talking about. The 7 billion people on the planet thing does that to me.
I think we're about reaching carrying capacity for the planet, though, at least with the way we consume resources, so.
Yay.
Yeah, that means slightly less population growth. Actually, I thought the population was 7 billion since I was a kid. I was just horribly misinformed.
Isn't the norm for most people? They're just always horribly misinformed?
Not usually. Some people are slightly more misinformed than others.
I guess I was horribly misinformed.
About what?
People being horribly misinformed.
It's self-referential, folks.
Well,
What's this podcast about again? I forgot.
We talked about video games a little bit.
Yeah, esports is a video games thing.
So that's why the tagline is, and some other stuff, so that we can get away with talking about basically whatever the hell we want to.
You know how people distract themselves from the horrifying reality that is our world? By playing video games. And a lot of them nowadays...
I thought it was hanging out with you two.
Well, I am the horrible reality that is the world. I am a Lovecraftian abomination made flesh.
Is that what hides behind your glasses?
Yeah. Well, that's why I started wearing glasses. Someone saw Cthulhu in my eyes and...
Feel left out yet, Jeremy?
No, I'm good.
You with your 20/20 vision.
Technically, I have 20/20 vision without my glasses, according to most vision tests.
You both suck.
I fall between 20/20 and 20/25. It alternates pretty much every eye test. So that means about half the time I've improved my vision.
I can't really see without them, so...
It's like winning the Super Bowl every other season. That just means you can improve next season half the time.
And not be the Broncos.
Nope.
Reference! Pop culture!
We can do it this year. We've got a good enough team.
We could have done it last year.
The rest is just terrible, that game. That game was terrible.
What about playing video games to distract yourself from the horrible void of introspection?
Well, you also watch sports and esports.
Yeah, there's that, and really, I'm under the impression that all of human pursuit is really just looking for different ways to kill time. That's why I don't make fun of anyone's hobby, because everyone kills time in a different way.
Well, I meant the fact that I can't watch the Rockies this year. But then again, that's not really a bad thing, now that I think about it.
Why can't you watch the Rockies?
I don't have TV.
Oh, well, okay.
And to get the online streaming thing, it's $100 a season.
Oh, that's gratuitous.
So I paid
that's more than you would pay for a cable channel.
I know,
yeah,
so
that's
I paid...
like a dollar a game, though.
I paid $20 for the radio.
Didn't you listen to that anytime, or is it just live broadcast?
Just live broadcast.
Yeah.
That's less than attractive.
Yeah.
I still follow them. I just can't really watch them.
So, simple games, unlike baseball, are your next topic that I've been trying to transition to for 20 minutes now.
Well, that... what, video games on this podcast?
Come on, Tyler. We can throw up more walls for this.
Why do you play Gradius, Tyler? That's not the assignment anymore.
Okay, there are two reasons. One is because I legitimately enjoy the game. It's got very simple mechanics, but it's hard to master. It's a simple game that's fun and action-packed. The second is because every time I open up my 3DS, it's on the very top menu there, and it's really hard not to click it.
I think my 3DS just has Rune Factory 3 on it. Like, when I open it up, the program's already running.
Well, I have a couple of virtual console games that I've moved over to sit on top of where the cartridge thing sits. So, there's all the games that I have on the system, including what's in the cartridge.
No, I mean, I just shut the thing, so it goes into sleep mode with Rune Factory there.
Yeah, and?
That's pretty much it. I don't go back to my menu.
So you just leave it on all the time?
Oh, okay. So you
don't plugged in.
You don't go back to the home screen when
not
you're
really
done? Okay. I was a little confused there. Coincidentally, if you side with us on this, you get 5.5 LTOVG points.
I don't know. Who's the sides? What's the conflict?
I get the feeling it's you two versus me.
No, the conflict was Zach being confusing again by not being specific enough about his actions.
I'm not being confusing. It's fairly simple. I leave the Game Boy plugged in and on my nightstand. Or no, my dresser. Same thing.
Okay, so here's something completely unrelated to simple games. We call it a Game Boy still.
Yeah, that's true. I guess because we're old.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. It didn't even occur to me, but yeah, technically that's not even what it's called anymore, is it?
Yeah, it took me like a year to get to transition out of calling it that.
I usually call it a DS, but I feel like I would say, bring me my Game Boy if I wanted someone to bring me my Game Boy.
It reminds me of a picture that I saw on the meme base thing there, and it was the angry Picard, and it's like, who the f*** cares about what the Xbox One is called? My mom's still going to call it a Nintendo.
It's pretty good.
But yeah, I like Gradius because it's simple, it's fun, action-packed, there's not a whole lot going on, but enough to keep your interest. As opposed to, like, Galaga, which I can play for about 15 minutes before getting bored.
I could go for some Galaga.
Zach could go for some Galaga. I really want Galaga Chinese takeout.
Mmm.
I can go for a burrito, too, actually. I'm kind of hungry.
Zach, do you play simple games? And if so, why? What constitutes a simple game for you?
Why would I play a simple game?
Okay.
One does not simply play video games in Mordor.
One does not simply play a simple game.
That's because there's no electricity in Mordor.
Well, they all have to share the one outlet that Sauron is not using for his big eye.
Or maybe his big eye is the outlet, and you have to plug it into the retina, and everyone's like, oh, man, but I had to climb all the way up there.
I guess that's one way to use a retina display.
No, room shot here.
Yeah. I don't really do a lot of the simple games, but like Geometry Wars and Hexic on my 360, those games are simple. They're not really, it's difficult to master them or anything like that, but when I'm like watching something and I really don't want to be doing something more complicated because I have to read subtitles, those make a great time sink just because like I want to be doing something with my hands and mentally that's not just reading subtitles. So I am very active when it comes to most things. I don't do only one thing almost all the time.
I agree. I'm generally doing about four or five different things, although Geometry Wars occupies most of my hand space.
Well, I usually use Hexic when I'm doing that.
Yeah, I like those sort of things for listening to podcasts, but oddly, I play a lot of just Freesteller Minesweeper when I'm doing it, entirely something to occupy my hands.
Really?
Yeah, but I also will play Civilization IV to do that, which is kind of the opposite of the spec.
Usually I'm watching something when I'm playing these games, and Civ 4, you really can't watch it.
Yeah, I don't like to watch something and play a game at the same time, but I do like to listen to a podcast.
I have a question to pose to you guys, because obviously I mentioned I have Catan on my 360, and I play that a little bit. Would you guys apply Catan as a simple game?
No.
No, the same reason I wouldn't put chess as a simple game.
Why not?
There are a lot of permutations.
Why is Catan not simple? It is roll the dice and get your resource.
Catan is not simple for the same play. Monopoly isn't simple. The game is actually the social structure and the trading and trying to, I guess, trick people into giving you an advantage when they think they're getting the advantage.
I was going to say,
rolling the dice and getting resources just allows for that.
I think the metagame is what makes it complicated in that case, because the game itself is pretty simple, but the metagame of trying to screw your opponents over and playing mind games with them is what makes it not simple. That said, on the 360, when you're not playing against actual humans, that might degrade back to a simple game, because you lose a lot of the metagame in that case.
Yeah, it depresses me that I'm not actually playing it with people I like. Well, I don't care about playing it with humans. The thing is, it's like the same reason why I play co-op. I like playing co-op with people I like. I don't care to play co-op with random Joe in California. I don't care.
See, I think I would. I've done that enough. I had this weird thing where I was afraid to play games online for a while because I thought everyone would heckle me for being worse. And it turned out, one, I'm not much worse than anyone but Zach. And two, it turns out no one really cares, and it's kind of fun to try to coordinate with people across the internet, so.
Especially when you get good sports. I play a lot of League of Legends, which has a reputation about its community that I mostly find to be wrong. It's a pretty good community overall, but it's a game where one bad apple sort of spoils the pie, so to speak. So if you have one guy who's 0-13-0 going, no way, why would I come fight with you guys? Then we'll all die at the same time. You know, that's a pretty bad game for you, and it is easy to, you know, get frustrated.
On the other hand, I would much prefer to be playing with someone I actually know than random internet stranger.
Yeah.
It is not a preclusion for me, though.
Well, no, for cooperative play.
Yeah.
No. I don't care about whether or not I know I'm in competitive play. Of course, competitive play in COD is basically like releasing 1,000 different monkeys into the same thing, coloring them different colors and telling them they're on opposite sides. There's no coordination in that game.
See, I actually kind of think that League of Legends bad reputation helps it in that, because people are afraid they're going to be yelled at, so they actually learn how to play the game.
Weird.
Or it's just a matter of, there are a lot of people who probably don't fit that situation, and they know that it's like these really bad apples, you know, the really, really ugly minority of this that gives it that. So they really step up their game and be a better community to try and get rid of that.
Oh, there is some of that, definitely.
So when you say ugly minority, are you implying that most people who play League of Legends are physically attractive?
Look at Jeremy. I think that answers the question.
You can definitely see the All-Stars playing, and the Koreans look a lot better than us physically, too. Then again, Saint Vicious is pretty ripped, our jungler, but Dyrus is a big fat guy with a beard.
But he's actually a fat beard? That's...
Yeah.
I thought that was a mystical thing that
I've never
actually
encountered one.
But he's also kind of a quiet, shy fat beard, so...
Okay.
And then Scar is just fat. X Special's a thin Asian, so is Double Lift. So, like, I guess half the All-Star team is attractive, a little more. That's pretty good. And in fact, I'd say that Dyrus and Gaara were the worst players on the team. So being more attractive makes you better at League of Legends.
Well, obviously.
So is that why you suck at it?
Yep.
But your long, luscious hair. It's all, like, curly at the ends, too.
Yeah, well, that's because I showered right before you got here. You rang the doorbell, and I was like, that might be Tyler. He was supposed to text me, but I better get my pants on just in case.
You should know that's not necessary in my presence.
Okay, that's true.
I had to put on pants to come over here.
I didn't.
What is with you? Pants should not be a problem. You have a baccalaureate degree, man. Come on.
I didn't say it was a problem. Why would I wear pants if I didn't have to?
I don't. Do not wear pants most of the time. Is that just a thing? You sit in your basement not wearing pants.
Usually.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go bash my head against the wall for a few minutes.
Well, it is pretty well padded.
Actually, yeah.
Your lack of pants or the base?
I find your lack of pants disturbing.
I find your lack of pants well padded.
So I think we were going to talk about Excitebike, maybe? Maybe.
Yeah, we were
Let's
talking
go back
about
to the pants subject.
We were talking about simple games that kind of got sidetracked. Oh, yeah. I was actually going to comment. We talked a long time ago about aesthetic and gameplay and overall focus. And I think what counts as a game of abnegation, just something you do to kill time or to like zone out while you listen to other stuff, really differs for various people. Because obviously, like Solitaire, that's the point of that game. But for me, I do that with fighting games. Zach does that with Halo sometimes, so.
Yeah, ODST. I'll just pop that in, or Halo in general, and just go nuts, and then look up and go, it's been 6 hours.
Or Geometry Wars. That's actually what I do with Battlefront. I don't play Battlefront for the skill or the challenge. I play it because it's something that I can zone out to.
Well, that's because there doesn't exist a skill or challenge in Battlefront.
Okay, fair enough.
I think I don't play games for abnegation. I've always thought I did. But when you're describing that, the only time I play games like that is when I want to focus on something else. Like when I want to listen to a podcast and just need to do something with my hands.
Well, that's really weird now. I'm an English major and I don't know what the hell that word means.
Abnegation is self-denial, but in this context, it is less extreme than that would sound.
It usually means doing something for the express point of not doing something else.
Procrastinating?
Kind of.
Okay, I just wanted to get that defined, because if I didn't know it...
Except it's procrastination in that you're procrastinating doing anything, and not just something specific. Not just zoning out, but I usually listen to a podcast or watch a movie while I'm playing Battlefront. It's just something I'm doing to kill time. I could be doing something else.
For me, it's not even about the time. I have something to fill the time. It's I need something to distract my hands.
Fair enough. A lot of how I listen to Fear the Boot, I'm usually doing something else, so.
Same here.
Same, yeah.
That's actually, Alex has that a lot. She has a lot of hand crafts where she, like, knits and stuff. It's part of why she watches me play video games, is it doesn't occupy her entire attention. I think humans like having their entire attention occupied. That might be part of it.
I think that's
probably
an our generation
right.
thing.
Well, yeah, really. Actually, I think Jeremy's right on that, because when you look at it, you mentioned that Alex, she doesn't play games, necessarily, but she is always fiddling, you know, doing the handcrafts and stuff while she's watching you do them. You and the three of us, we play these video games, and we don't really focus on them. We're actually focused on something else. We're playing video games to occupy a portion of our attention and our hands. We're not, I mean, hell, right now I'm talking and my hands are making gestures that the listeners can totally see, right?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of we want something to occupy our attention. While we're doing that, we want something else to occupy the physical and just the reactive part of our brain.
I feel like simple games, or games that have extremely simple mechanics, are excellent for this. I think that's why Angry Birds is so damn popular, is because it takes no skill.
Actually, I think the reason Angry Birds is so popular is because you can play it on the crapper.
People you know what I played on the toilet,
oh,
man.
I didn't tell you my Excitebike story, Zach. And I haven't told the listeners yet either.
I don't think I want to know this,
oh, this
if this came
story.
On that tail.
So as you know,
jumping the turds.
We work on Saturdays, and we stand up all day.
Yeah.
So we get home, and we're a little tired. I grab my Wii U. I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy a Excitebike now. I realize I have to go to the bathroom. So not even thinking about it, I'm on the bathroom like, I still have my Wii U tablet. I can buy Excitebike from here. I can start playing Excitebike from here. This is the best console ever.
Yeah, I hear this mostly from you, and this really makes me want to buy a Wii U for the specific purpose of being able to take games around with me like that.
Yeah, and I can go make a sandwich, or I can bake my pizza and be right next to the oven to get it out immediately while I'm playing Excitebike or Mega Man.
That
or
sounds
Mario
pretty freaking
U.
awesome.
Pretty great.
I don't want to advertise for the Wii U.
I'm going to say there are no games on it.
Why?
It's a fantastic Wii emulator with a growing virtual console library that's getting to an appropriate level.
Though I will say, everything I've heard about the Wii U makes me want one more than the Xbox One, and I'm a Microsoft person. I'm an Xbox person.
What's weird is one of the advantages is you can buy physical games and loan them to people, but I kind of just want to buy my Wii U games online because the online store is so good.
Well, that's what I've been advocating Steam for so long. Because why is physical media so important when you can have a database keep track of everything for you?
Well, this is, again, in this respect, I'm the old man. I don't really care for online and just storing something in the, I like
I'm
being
glad
able
you
to,
admitted that because I was going to accuse you of it if you didn't.
I freely admit this. This is something I will stand up and say, give me my book or give me death. I mean, like, I like the .dtf format. It's one of my favorite formats.
What?
Dead tree format? .dtf?
Oh, God. Well, there's RTF, which is rich text
I know,
format.
I know about RTF. There's RTF, PDF. So, you know, because you have all those, .dtf, it fit perfectly in my head. And everywhere else I used it.
The only reason I like physical media is if I want to loan something to someone. So I like that my Grant Morrison comics are all hard copy. I like that a couple of my DVDs, most of the ones I have, I can loan to people. But otherwise, I do want a digital, because I have enough crap.
How far is your brother in Saints Row 3?
I don't know, because he's been really busy. He really, really likes the insurance scam game, so that's most of what he's been playing.
Well, that's actually a lot of fun.
This sounds awesome.
It's weirdly entertaining.
It's basically a ragdoll simulator. Basically, you need to break all your limbs for insurance fraud purposes.
Being launched into the air like 500 feet by a police car speeding down the highway is a laugh that is just
I really
hard
want to play a Saints Row game because I've always been fascinated by the idea of a GTA, but I've never actually played one, largely due to my religious upbringing way back when, but now it's because I'm lazy. Saints Row sounds like everything I want out of GTA, which is just do whatever the hell you want. So.
They're a lot of fun. I have the third one, but you don't have a Xbox 360, so I can't loan it to you. I think you can get a 360 now for $100, but I think that requires money, right?
Yeah, it kind of does, and I kind of don't have a job.
I know that feel, bro.
I'm self-employed, sorry. My job currently hasn't paid me yet.
So. I know that feel, bro.
So, ExciteBike, only $5.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I bought it like 3 weeks ago, so I don't even remember.
It was fairly fun. I've mentioned before we started recording, I didn't particularly like or dislike it.
Well, let's.
I had no strong feelings
one way
or the other.
Let's go into detail, since it's a simple game. It's a rate. You're on a bike. It's exciting. A is go. B is turbo, which increases your acceleration, but not your top speed.
I never found out about that.
It's a side-scrolling racer, if we haven't mentioned that, as opposed to a top-down or third-person or something.
There are four lanes and up and down switches between them. There will sometimes be obstacles in the lane or ramps, which you can jump off of. And if you're jumping forward, puts your wheel down, which you risk crashing, but you go further. And up does a wheelie, which makes you go higher, but not as far. And you have to level out to not crash and get as far as possible off the jump. So that's basically the game. And there's actually a fair amount of strategy in it once you really get into it. But it's still pretty simple.
There's a lot of knowing when to start putting your bike into overheat speed mode, so you can get enough speed to go over that jump the way you want to, and maneuver around various obstacles on the track. It's definitely not a bad game.
It's just not really a good one either. There's not a whole lot to do with it. I mean, it's a time trial, so you're trying to beat whatever the best time is. And it depends on if you're doing mode A, which you're the lone guy on the track, but if you're doing mode B, there's a bunch of other races on the track that you can run into.
I really like this game has the ability to create your own maps.
Which is mode C, although I think it's called something else.
It's
like details or something.
I think it is detail, because I remember I didn't click on it because I'm like, I don't need to mess with the detail.
Yeah, I thought it was options at first.
That's what I thought until you mentioned it just before we turned the mics on.
I liked making exceedingly complicated tracks and just trying to finish them.
I suppose that's one of this game's biggest weaknesses, is there's not really a good sense of accomplishment. You play through, and there are a bunch of levels, but they all kind of blur together after a while. They have different backgrounds and such. I never got to an end point. I don't think it's procedurally generated.
Well, I think part of the problem there with the fact that there's no real sense of accomplishment is because there is no worry about you are crashed out for the entire race. Your bike doesn't work anymore or something. No, if he crashes, your guy just runs over back to his bike and gets going again.
You lose a fair amount of time, though.
But you can still finish.
Yeah.
a lot of modern racing games reward you with a new track or new cars or something instead of saying, hey, you beat your old time. They do that too, but I think a lot of people need slightly more incentive than doing better than they did before.
Well, this game doesn't even track your old times. It just has a set time on every course.
Oh, really? Does it not keep your best last time?
I thought it did.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
No, it doesn't.
Then again, I didn't really record mine, so I didn't know if I'd beaten the time before or what.
Although, one thing I will say, the music versus the victory, there's no, like, in-gameplay music, but the victory music and the defeat music are both really good, I think.
I don't remember them. They didn't stand out to me.
Excellent. We should totally link to the sound of that.
I usually do, or you usually do, actually. But I tweet about it.
I just listen to it after we've already sent it out.
There's, what, game mode B is race against other people, except you're not actually racing them. You're just trying
They're basically mobile obstacles, is what they become.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The times don't change either, so it's a lot harder.
I feel like this game would have really benefited from some sort of online arena where they kept track of everyone's high scores and you could submit courses for people to race on.
Or, heaven forbid, multiplayer in general.
Oh yeah, it had none, didn't it?
No.
Multiplayer would have been good. I would have been happy just with ghosts, so it felt like you were racing yourself.
Ghosts are always fun.
Yeah, ghosts are definitely something that are excellent for racing games. What year was this published? Do we have any idea?
It was an NES launch title, so I think 94 in Japan, or 84 in Japan, rather, and 85 here.
So, as far as I'm aware, this is one of the first racing games. So, given that, it did pretty well.
Yeah, I can still see why people like it so much. It's still fun and a little bit zen to me. It just, I can't play it for a long stretch.
Well, like I mentioned before we start recording, if I had it on like my phone or my tablet, I'd totally just load that up. It's like, oh, I got time to kill. I'm going to load this thing up and run with it for, a couple races, because they ain't that long. They're like 2-3 minutes tops.
All right, I think we should give final thoughts on Excitebike before moving on to why we haven't been playing Excitebike that much, why it doesn't hold our attention the way it might have in, say, 1884. Yes, 1884, the year it was published.
I think that would have been called a demon or something at that point.
I say this is slightly worse than Super Mario Bros. Still fun. I think it even has more replayability, especially with the course creation, but it just doesn't stretch the same itch. I don't think it still needs to be around. I wouldn't really recommend it unless you wanted to check out game history.
Like I said, if it was on a mobile platform, and I don't really advocate mobile platforms as a time waster, go for it. But on a full console, there's more stuff I could be doing.
Well, I think this might segue well into the next topic if I'm reading things right here.
Yeah, I think you are.
It's an okay game. I think there are better things you could be doing with your time. I'm a big fan of racing games. I would have much preferred to be playing Burnout or, Burnout, even Mario Kart as compared to this.
You might actually enjoy Dirt.
I would probably enjoy Dirt.
And Excitebike is on the 3DS as a eShop title.
It'd probably be much better on there than I had on the Wii, because like I said, I played it while I waited for Amalur to install on my 360, and then I stopped as soon as it's finished.
I feel like multiplayer would help this game a lot.
Multiplayer does go a long way in a lot of things to improving its replayability in life, doesn't it?
I think racing games especially, because,
bragging rights.
A race is a competition inherently, so competing against a real person is somewhat more fun.
Even if there's only the time difference between the two, because then you can grief your other player, and just seeing your little 8-bit guy on the top of the podium doing his little dance up there, and your friend sitting on the number 2 spot going, "Oh, I lost." It's always a lot of fun.
So I wanted to talk about why we haven't been playing Excitebike, and for me it's because on the Wii U, Mega Man is right next to it. Or I could go play Mario Galaxy with 2 more touches of the pad. Or I could just play League of Legends on my computer, and that game was free.
So it's partially the same thing for me. I could be playing Excitebike, or I could be playing Minecraft, which doesn't satisfy nearly the same itch, but is a game I find much more enjoyment in.
Well, for me it's one of those things. I could be playing Excitebike, or the massive bin of 360 games that are sitting right next to it.
For you, I think it's your huge library, and you replay games a lot. But for me and Tyler, I think it's more we have a lot of options, and Minecraft and League of Legends are almost game lifestyles. There are people who only play those.
I feel like your time would have been better spent playing something else. Game history, which is ostensibly part of why we're doing this podcast. knowing what future racing games came from, there are so many more interesting things you could be doing.
How much was Age of Booty?
$5.
Yeah, same price as this, and do you think it's a more complex, more fun game with multiplayer?
Maybe not a whole lot more complex, but definitely a lot more fun. And it has multiplayer. I think it's more fun even without the multiplayer.
So I think one of the frustrations for me doing this podcast is even when I want to go back and play a game, I have to force myself. That's part of the point of the podcast. But I think that's a really good sign, because it means games, even though we bitch about them a lot, have come a great way in a lot of ways.
Now, that's actually part of why I wanted to start the podcast, is because I think we've gotten so much better at making games than we used to.
We're starting to regress a little bit, I think, with Activision and Call of Duty, but I agree.
I don't think we're starting to regress. We've hit bumps on the road like ActRaiser. I mean, compare ActRaiser to Castlevania, and I will take Castlevania any day of the week.
Well, there's always going to be turds in any kind of media. I mean, that's not going to change. Video games are no different, but you're going to hit them a lot more often when you're looking back at them. Well, take this one, for instance. This was probably a really good and really fun game when it first came out, but now we're sitting here and comparing it to the modern games. They started there, but now we look at it and it's like, this isn't actually all that good.
Well, and this is partly my taste, but I'd rather play this than Need for Speed. I'd way rather play Mario Kart, but...
I'd play Double Dash over this. No challenge. What? Zach is glaring at me from across the table.
No, I've made my feelings about Mario Kart clear in the past. I don't really feel a need to reiterate them on the mics.
No, you haven't. You've never said anything about Mario Kart to me, ever.
Oh, I've never told you. Jeremy has heard them ad nauseum. That's what it is.
He feels it's too random and blue shells are bullshit.
Well, that's part of the game.
Yeah, I know.
I class Mario Kart as party game, which is not something I'm interested in.
They're beneath Zach and his magic.
They are beneath me.
I like party games, so.
That explains a lot.
About what?
I'm not sure, but it explains a lot about it.
I like basically all games, though.
Well, my problem is the same thing with Mario Kart. I loop Brawl into the same thing, the Super Smash Bros. Series.
Party game?
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros., the same thing that has competitive tournaments and is one of the most widely played competitive games in the country.
Not anymore. Brawl really killed the competitive scene.
Really?
Yeah, because of the tripping.
Oh, yeah, goddamn tripping. That was
a
terrible
idea. Meta Knight OP. He just presses B and wins.
Yeah, I just loop those underneath it because they are, in large part, they're very random sets. A lot of it feels as though skill isn't going to come into play a lot because it's who gets whatever, Brawl especially, it's who gets the Smash ball first, and then you may knock it out with one hit and it may take, you know, a day and a half to knock that thing loose. It just does not appeal to me.
Fair enough. I like a little bit of random chance in with my skill.
Yeah, I feel like the skill becomes more important when the chance is against you. But that's a difference in approach. You can't tell someone, no, it is fun. You're wrong.
Well, yeah, that all comes down to personal aesthetic. Yeah, you can say, I disagree with you. That is entirely... You can't blanket say, you're wrong. Zach, you're wrong.
I can say you're wrong, because clearly I am right.
Oh, yes, clearly.
Exactly.
Think this is good enough, or should we tackle one more thing?
I think we can handle one more deal and see what happens. I mean, it's not like we can't just edit out whatever we don't talk about and move it to something else.
No, we can't. That's against the rules.
Well, since Jeremy's doing it, it just creates more work for him. It's not like I have to worry about anything.
Maybe you will, because my mouse doesn't work, and I'm not going to edit this with a touchpad.
I don't
not
have Audacity.
Happen. I can get you Audacity.
It's
I don't
free.
Want it. Do you remember the escapades I had getting a Adobe Reader?
No.
I don't have it. It's free. I still don't have it. It's free. Go get it. Here's the link. Go get it.
When did this happen?
A couple months after I got my laptop. Like 6 months after I got my laptop.
How did you read PDFs?
I didn't.
Heathen.
I have it now.
So Zach is the modern day equivalent of someone who drives a car but has no idea how their car works. He uses a laptop but has no idea how the laptop functions.
I know how my car works.
That's why it's an analogy, Zach.
Yeah. You're an anachronism. You're one of the people who knows how the car works but not a computer. You're
Cut
like someone
out.
From the 60s.
If you want to email us, can listen to the end of the episode, but Jeremy@lasttimeonvideogames.com, Zach@lasttimeonvideogames.com, Tyler@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Why are we plugging this here?
Because we need to be better whores, remember?
If you guys got, you know, with the opportunity cost, if you guys want us to talk about something, comment, or even better, leave an iTunes review.
Yeah,
and we will talk about it. If you give us a topic, we'll go for it.
Comment at lasttimeonvideogames.com. If you have a game suggestion, we'd be happy to hear it. We should say what we're going to play next.
I believe the idea is to play Comics Zone, which was an old Genesis game.
Zach, I believe the idea is we pretend we haven't decided already and make it sound like a discussion.
So why would I bother just trying pretending like I'm discussing anything with you?
Well, because that's the one scripted part of the show, so...
It was scripted?
Well, kind of. It's like quasi-scripted. It's the one thing where we pretend we don't know what we're going to talk about first.
I thought you just didn't know what we were ever going to talk about. I thought that's why that came up.
In relation to what? I generally don't, but...
See, my point is valid.
We're playing Comic Zone next week, apparently. That was the most excellent transition. This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games. This episode is copyright The Creators.
All the video games and other content referenced herein is copyright of its respective owners. That may not be obvious.
You can contact us at ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
If you want to stalk one of us individually, you can contact me, Tyler, at tyler@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
You can contact me, Jeremy, spelled G-E-R-E-M-Y, @jeremy@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
And lastly, I'm Zach @lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Zach spelled Zach, by the way. If you don't want to follow the blog, you can follow our show page at gplus.2/lasttimeonvideogames.
If you do want to follow the blog, lasttimeonvideogames.com.
We have an RSS feed. You should click on it. Like all good gamer geeks, this was recorded in our basement.
Or our parents' basement.